The calmness of breath. This talk encourages you to be more aware of your whole self and the intertwined role of breathing and postural support. Once you have mastered the details of the idea, you can practice it anywhere and any time. It is useful if you are very tired or have a lot of pain, because you can do it lying down if you wish. It is a subtle directing process that combines thought and breath. It allows you to move breath around your body to refresh your muscles and bones and quieten your nervous system. To learn this skill, it's best to select a position where the soles of your feet can be in contact with something. So you can either sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, or you can lie in semi-supine. If you have difficulty supporting your legs in semi-supine, you can rest your lower legs on the seat of a chair and bring the chair close enough to a wall so that you can place the soles of your feet on the wall. Learn this with your eyes open, but once you have mastered it, if you want to, occasionally close your eyes to do so. When you are familiar with it, you can do it walking around or standing at a bus stop. Once you have mastered it, you don't need to adopt a special position. You can also try it out when you are sitting in cramped conditions, such as flying, or sitting in a car for long periods. Having selected your position, pay attention to your lengthening. Ask your neck to release and your whole back to open out so you are lengthening and widening. Keep your mouth and lips lightly closed so that air comes in through your nose. Ask for space inside your mouth with your upper back teeth moving away from your lower back teeth. Remember, this is a direction, not an action. The idea is to help you not to clench your jaw. Imagine now that you can breathe through the soles of your feet. Take a gentle breath in and draw the breath up through your feet, on up through your calves and shins, till it reaches your knees. Take your time. Allow the breath to leave the same way that it came in, flowing down the muscles of your calves and shins, through your ankles, and out through the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Let your breath flow in again through your feet. Draw it up through your lower legs, past your knee joints, on up through your thighs and into your hip joints. Allow the breath to leave. Let it flow down your thighs, flowing through all the muscles, past your knees, on down through the muscles of your calves and the bones of your shins, on through the bones and muscles of your ankles and feet, and out through your toes and soles. Draw the breath in through your feet, filling all the bones and muscles of your feet and ankles with fresh, warm breath. Direct it to flow on up through your shins and calves, round the knees, and up into your inner thigh muscles and bones. directed up into your pelvis, filling your lower body with fresh, warm breath. Let it flow up through your chest and back into your collarbones and shoulder blades. Let the breath flow out, leaving your collarbones and flowing down your arms as well as your chest and back. Let it flow through your upper arms and thighs, round the corners of your elbows and knees, and on down through your forearms and lower legs. Let it flow out through your palms and soles, fingers and toes. Open the soles of your feet and take another breath in, filling your feet with warm, fresh breath, directing it up through your ankles, shins and calves, on past your knees, into the muscles of your thighs. Let it flow into your hip joints and fill your pelvis with fresh, warm breath, filling all your organs with breath. Direct it on up through your chest and back, up through your shoulder blades and collarbones. Let the breath flow into your throat and fill your mouth and head. Allow your mouth to open and your jaw to drop, and let the breath flow out through your open mouth in a gentle sigh. You have now completed one cycle of the calmness of breath. Listen to it as often as you wish, and then feel an extra awareness of muscles, bones, soft tissue, and skin as you practice. This is the end of the talk.